Welcome to the Miro Wine Podcast, Vin Compétent, with Josh, Bryce, and Leah.
What?
The podcast where we drink, talk, and discuss natural wine.
And a little bit of pee.
And whatever else comes to mind.
Who are these jokers?
Hope you're ready for this, because I know we won't.
I was getting wood.
Three, two, one.
Oh, I almost
screwed that up.
Yeah, we can't really hear you, Bryce.
Oh, no, I did screw
that up. You did screw that up.
And yeah. Three, two, one, we're live.
Are you recording?
I am recording.
Perfect.
Hey, guys, I was thinking about it, and we've talked about it off, what do we call this? Off record, offline, whatever.
Off the record.
Off the record, that we always say we're not live. But In reality, like, we don't edit this shit.
We don't.
So we're not live.
Thanks, Leah. Now we can't have the non-explicit.
What do you mean?
You just said shit.
Yeah, but we always, like, we don't have any that aren't explicit. I swear all the time. Yeah.
They're all.
Are we supposed to have a non-explicit version of our podcast?
No.
That's why we don't have that many listeners.
That's why. Because
we're not getting
the kid demographic.
We need to be PG.
Do you get, like, a sticker that says PG?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah. You like get searched. Like, you'll be able to be like searched video by games. Kids.
What would happen if you didn't write explicit and I was like, cock balls? And you didn't put the E, would we get in trouble? How much trouble would we get in
trouble?
Eventually we would get in trouble, yes. Like YouTube and Spotify would take us down.
Okay, Bryce, who are we?
Welcome to Vin Compétent. Miro Wine presents Vin Compétent with Josh, Bryce, and Leah with contest winner.
Contest winner, special guest.
Contest winner and our best listener, Mr. Whit Genoway.
Welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So we did a contest where Whit just asked if he could be on the show, and we said yeah.
Said yeah, it was good. It was okay.
I won.
Ask you win. You won. Receive.
Surprising. We've had three people that have asked to be on the show.
Oh, who's asked to be on the show?
John kind of asked to be on the show.
Yeah, kind of. John and, well, and then Sarah, actually. Sarah asked to be on the show because it's so fucking cool.
So you're part of a pretty...
So it seems like only celebs.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Count me in.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and Keith asked.
Keith asked.
Keith really wanted to be on the show.
Yep, for sure.
We've got a few guests, eh? Assis?
I don't think he asked.
We know we asked him.
No.
Yeah.
We need another supplier soon, too. But mm-hmm. We can figure that out later.
Yeah.
Josh, why don't you introduce Whit in the sense that, like, so yes, we're excited to have you on, contest winner Whit, who asked. But also, like, we're tasting some cool beers today because Whit's our biggest listener, but also into some cool beers.
Whit is my brother-in-law, and he is very much into beers. So we've invited him
on a wine podcast.
Yeah, we invited him on a wine podcast. But every time, Leslie always, every time Multinational comes out with a new beer,
yes,
she'll go buy one and save it for Whit. So every time you come in, you have like 10 new beers.
Yeah.
And so I'd say when you're in town, like, I drink more beer than I normally do.
Yeah.
Because it's because you're passionate about it. So when you're like, oh, I really want you to try this, I'm like, okay, cool, I'll try it. And we had one today, actually. I don't know if Leslie saved any. Greg came over.
Yeah.
It was like a raspberry aged in Cabernet Sauvignon oak barrels.
Okay.
It was fucking delicious. Yeah. Mm. But I don't know where Leslie got it from. Anyways. Very excited to have you here. And you brought some cider and some beer from Quebec?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because you live in Montreal, my hometown.
I do.
Very jealous. Should we crack it open or should we drink some fucking Jameson?
Well,
first?
We should thank our sponsors first.
Yeah, thank our sponsors.
Who are our sponsors?
Go ahead, Leah.
No, you guys, you always make stupid shit up and I can't fly like that.
You just need to start.
Thank you, Wander Construction.
Mm-hmm. For all your
construction needs. Real construction needs.
Also,
not arcs, not
adult bunk beds.
Adult bunk beds. I've always wanted an adult bunk bed.
What's the difference
between California King,
two California Kings, exactly.
Bunk beds.
Really?
That would be crazy.
With an elevator, not even a ladder. It's a fucking elevator.
Escalator.
An escalator?
No, an elevator. Like, just like a, you need to.
Yeah, like a dumbwaiter. Yeah, yeah. So, like, instead of like walking up the 4 feet, you know, you got to be invited. It's like one of those old school, like a treehouse.
Right.
Elevators.
Or like a care assist. You know those commercials where
you sit on
exactly. And up the stairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going upstairs to your sit-in bathtub?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. On the top floor of your your adult bunk beds?
Of your adult bunk bed.
Yeah. Hilarious. But I mean, it's wood, so like it can't be electric. So you would have to have some kind of a pulley and rope system going.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Or like counterweight.
Counterweight.
Right. So like you can be in the top and you get a bunch of books and you push it off the bunk and then it slowly.
So if you want one of these custom adult if you have, bunk beds.
If you have an adult bunk bed, you have money. So your elevator is going to be electric. You're not going to have to jimmy rig it.
They're not expensive. Oh. in this fantasy.
Pass me Carmen's shot glass.
Do you sleep in an adult bunk bed with your partner in the same bed? Or do you both take separate beds?
Like one on the top.
I think you get the option.
I think you start in the same bed.
Hey, babe, you want to come over?
Yeah.
Come on up.
Jump down the fireman pole.
Yeah.
Come on up.
Double entendre.
Okay. So thank you to our sponsor.
Thank you to our sponsors. If you want a custom bunk bed, phone Josh. He'll hook you up.
I'll sort it out.
And this is our Jameson shot challenge.
Are you ready, Whit? You heard it.
We have
intro music.
I forgot
about the intro.
Have you listened to the most recent podcast, Whit?
No, I haven't even released it.
Oh, fuck. Ooh. Okay, here we go.
Okay, watch.
So, no.
Yeah. The funny thing is we didn't actually do an introduction. We just played that. Yeah. We didn't say, like, and this is
welcome to the Jameson Biodynamic Shot Challenge.
Okay, cheers.
I do know... Well, a little bit about the calendar, but in terms of when you're tasting the Jameson.
Ooh, great question.
What are the notes? I thought you were
one of our biggest listeners. We've talked about this.
Yeah, but I don't retain.
Yeah, because we were.
He turns it off after like the first 2 minutes.
That's right.
I don't retain it all. Yeah. So.
Okay, so
there's different schools of thought on this.
Well, let's talk through the five options first, really quickly. Yes. Okay, so fruit day, which is the best day to drink wine. Flower day, second best day to drink wine. Leaf day, root day, and then there's a nothing day.
Right.
So go ahead, Josh. There's two schools of thought. You're right.
Well, the two schools of thought would be like just treating it like wine. So like notes of like caramel or the Jameson tastes really good that day. So it must be a fruit day. Okay. But what we've found is it's like the opposite.
So right? If it tastes really like caramelly and delicious, it's a root day.
Yeah. But if it tastes like really bitter and like woody,
it's a fruit day.
Okay, so
I feel like that's a wood day.
Though. Opposite.
Now that we're talking
about a wood day, there's no wood day.
It's a root day is what I meant. Roots are woody.
You're right, and that's what we were following before, and we've switched it and been right more
and if
often.
It tastes, like, what about the nothing day?
Then you go. It's like a scale, right? So if it's super caramelly, or super woody, then you just go in, right? Okay. So if it's not really woody but a little bit woody, then it might be. A flower day,
yeah.
Yeah.
Also, none of it is real.
It's like, whose line is it anyway?
It's all a gamble.
So I need to know all the rules.
Yeah.
There are no rules.
Okay. Cheers.
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 Thank you, Warner Construction.
Thank you, Warner.
Thank you, Warner Construction.
They invented Root Day.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You know what you're going?
I do.
That was tasty today.
Did you just smell it? Bryce, you did smell it that time, and I was shocked. Bryce, like, picks up his Jameson before we do the shot, and he's like...
You gotta give it a little whiff.
Like, what are you doing? Okay, Whit, you go first.
You have to go first, okay. So you're uninfluenced.
Okay, I'm gonna say a leaf day.
Ooh,
a leaf day.
We haven't had a leaf day in a while.
Who's next?
I'll go... I'm going to go leaf day as well.
Oh, I think you were going to say root.
First. I was going to go root because it tastes real good, but like, I think it's a leaf day.
I'm going root.
I'm going leaf.
Okay.
Three leaves, one root?
Yeah.
Three leaves, one
Carmen,
root.
Do you want to chime in over here?
Oh, God.
Just say it.
Shout something out.
Leaf day.
Oh,
leaf
all right.
Day. Oh, wow.
Wait.
Man, if I get this,
Josh,
if I get this right,
you win.
Rule.
You
win. I rule.
It's a root day.
Oh,
no! Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bryce, you are insane.
For me, I feel like I was going root day at the beginning.
I was
going
to go root day, too.
But then it's like that, you know those multiple choice question?
Mm-hmm.
Too many choices.
Exams? Let's
see. Yeah, like I always second guess myself and then I fail the exam. Usually on the
You went with C.
So I did fail.
Yeah.
And I was getting wood.
See?
That's a root day.
It's a root day.
Root day.
Oh, damn. All right.
I don't even know what the scores are.
Well, we stopped keeping track. We should start keeping track again because that would actually influence my performance.
I feel like I've been doing really well.
You have been.
You've been doing good. I've been doing. We've all been doing pretty good.
Yeah, you're recently. Right. Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Beers.
Sure. Christ, cool. Tell us about beer.
The wheat wine of Saskatchewan.
Well, okay. Well, what did you bring for us to try?
This beers. Isn't even... okay. This is. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thank you.
What's like me? He's all over the place.
This is from a brewery. It's called Vox Populi, which apparently in Latin means the voice of the people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just made that up. Mm-hmm.
I could have just made that up, but I'm pretty sure that's what it means. Something like that. Anyways, this actual beer, this one's called Hop Orange, and it says that it's a citrus Indian pale ale. It's been like probably one of my favorite beers for the last 3 years, which I find is pretty. So if you guys hate it, I'll take a hit for that. But it's probably been one of my favorite beers for the last 3 years. This particular brewery was started by two brothers, and they actually do what's called gypsy brewing. So kind of like contract brewing.
Okay.
So they don't have enough money to have their own brewery, right. But they've been brewing for a long time, have whatever recipes, and so they brew out of this place called Ushlag.
Ushlag? They make gin, don't they?
They're a distillery, they have their own brewery in Montreal, and these guys are just outside of Montreal. But this particular beer, they say it's a citrus Indian pale ale, but you'll see when we pour it, it's super cloudy. And
so it's unfiltered, probably.
And... I don't know what you guys are into, but I'm really into like New England IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And me too, yeah.
This technically has all the notes of a New England IPA. It's got that citrus side to it. It's got a little bit of hoppiness, but not too much. It's not sweet, but it's got like that cloudiness of a lot of New England IPAs.
I'm reading 45 IBU on the can here.
Okay, so I don't know beer like I know wine. Mm-hmm. So what does it mean, like, because isn't there like, you can have a lager or you can have a, something, and it's about how,
an ale. It's the temperature.
Well, also you'll have the different malt that you use.
Oh, yes.
And the different types of hops, different notes, and how you do it. So you probably heard of, like, dry hop.
Yeah.
Or, like, an Indian, like, an IPA, usually they put the hops right during the boil when they're boiling the actual malt.
Okay.
But a dry hop is they put it in after the boil.
And does that make it hoppier?
Like it makes it less hoppier, but you'll get you'll get more of the notes and the flavors of the hop. So that's why you'll get the haziness of it. It's often because they do that dry hop and then it's unfiltered.
Okay.
So like doesn't say it's an Indian pale ale, but it's like exactly.
Okay. I think it says exactly it on the back, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, it doesn't say it's a New England IPA, it just says citrus Indian pale ale. So it's basically the same, but I don't know why they decided to label it as that.
It smells really good.
I jumped in and tasted it. It's delicious.
Hop orange.
Now, Gypsy Brewing, do you know the McKellar brewer?
Juice.
So I think they do, I think it's Evil Twin, and this could be wrong. We'll have to fact check this. It might be a Josh fact, but it's like two twin brothers who like don't get along. And it's like called Evil Twin Brewing.
Do you pour some for Carmen?
Where is it out of?
Well, they don't have like Evil Twin somewhere out of the States, but McKellar like basically rolls up to like, okay, I go up to like Witt's brew house, right? You make beer, and he's like, hey, I'm McKellar, and I want to make beer with you, and you're like, fuck yeah, like you're a legend, and he just like makes a beer with you, and it's like puts his name on it, but it's like your brewery, and then he leaves.
Okay.
So I've had probably, I think like 6 or 7 of his beers. They have a lot of it like at Beer Brothers when it was open.
Okay.
They're delicious. I don't know if you know, Bryce, who I'm talking about, McKellar.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Is that correct what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very correct.
So would that be like, so these guys are Gypsy Brewers, so they're brewing, but are they brewing out of one particular, like the Ushlag only, or are they doing multiple ones?
Just Ushlag.
Okay.
Just there. And I think I'm pretty sure their hopes is like either they're going to sell their kind of their beers and their brand, or a lot of guys will do the Gypsy Brewing or contract brewing because they can't afford the equipment. Mm-hmm. It's extremely expensive to start up a brewery from scratch, just the amount of equipment. Either their hopes is probably, initially was probably to start their own brewery, But now I think they have a pretty good relationship with Ushlag, so I'm not sure if they'll just kind of sell their, yeah, their beers and their brand.
Why not keep going?
Keep your overhead low and, you know, if you're still making money and Ushlag's making money, then go for it. This is fucking delicious.
And what I like about their beers, and not just this one, they're not too wild. So I don't know, like, I feel like some people get turned off by craft beer because it can be kind of like, less approachable. Brewers try to be too, like, experimental. And it's like, oh, peanut butter and jam, white IPA, this or whatever it is. And it's just people, it's too much. Or so you'll go into a brewery and there'll be 25 different things on the menu, and people that aren't into craft beer will be super overwhelmed. I mean, I can get overwhelmed looking in.
For sure.
Or like a craft beer store, and you see like 150 different types of beers. I'm like, whoa.
So where break do you it down. Start?
That's the parallel. Craft beer and natural wine, I feel like, are the same, right? Because I talk about this all the time. Natural wine to me is supposed to represent terroir. And so if I smell a wine and I smell natural wine instead of terroir, like, so if I'm smelling something and I'm like, oh, this is Italian, then I find out it's a natural wine, that to me is representing what it should be. Versus I smell a wine, I'm like, oh, this smells like a natural wine. Then it's missed the mark because they're more focused on making a natural wine than they are about representing terroir. So I feel like that's the same thing with a microbrew. Is that, you know, they're being so creative, they're making it extra hoppy or extra flavor or extra this because they're a microbrew instead of just making really, really great local beer.
And I mean, like, if that, like, even like saying that this has been one of my favorite beers for the last 3 years, they keep brewing this and they just, it's like, it's you expect the same quality every time you taste it. Yes, they come out randomly with a new beer, but it's not like walking into a brewery where you're like, oh, I had this really great beer last week, but you'll never have it ever again, which has its own appeal.
For sure.
But sometimes you'll totally miss the mark on what it should taste like. If you're going to do a really good lager, just do a really good lager. If you're going to do a really good IPA, just do a really good IPA. It's cool to be like experimental, but sometimes when you're too experimental and a bit crazy, like, people are throwing in, like, I don't know, mushrooms and fuzzy peaches and all this stuff. And it just kind of like, whoa, I don't know, blows.
Do you think there's like, I mean, for natural wine as well, I think that those people are important, right? Like, because you need to have those crazies that are doing the extreme.
They're pushing
the envelope, right? You need to have those people that are like super, super passionate about doing something like wild, because then you're like, oh, it almost like sets the limit, right? You're like, okay, like, that's fucked up and I don't want that. So this is what I want to drink.
It sets the boundary. You can build within that boundary for sure.
This beer is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Like,
on a scale of one to crushable, this beer is all the way.
For breakfast?
I could drink this.
Fuck yeah.
I could drink a whole can. And
it's so well made, but so approachable. I want to drink this instead of Keith's. Like, this is a, you could put, and I don't mean Keith's in, but like, you think of mass produced. So it's like, what would you drink instead of Apothic? Right? So Keith's could be Apothic in this case. I want this. I want this every day.
Like Belgian Moon.
Yeah.
It's better Shock Top. It's better Belgian Moon.
Yeah.
A little bit colder. It won't taste so much of that. Like,
yeah, I had it in a wine fridge.
That you have with Shock Top. But
yeah.
But I was just thinking about something to your point, Josh, is that like, somebody pushing the limits, whether whatever industry you're in, whether it's wine or like technology or whatever it is, to have those people is amazing. And it's great to like push the boundaries. But I find like with craft beer lately, and I don't know if it's the same with natural wine, but there's just so many people doing it. And so people are trying to like stand out from the next guy that's on the shelf of another 60 other beers. And
that didn't work, Brex.
Whatever you just did, Brex, it wrecked it.
Should I do Josh maybe?
Maybe.
Go ahead, keep going.
No, I was just saying is that sometimes it can make craft beer like unapproachable. Just kind of like I want more people to drink craft beer. You want more people to drink natural wine, but you don't want to also make it too
black. And you don't want to start them at one of those fucking peanut butter and jelly IPAs.
Yeah.
No. Because then like, oh, I don't like craft beer. Like, no, you don't like that's too much, right? Like,
yeah.
We do that here at Homestead where like, I've never had natural wine, but I really want to try it. we're not going to like give them a Jano
off
the hop, right?
Like, or even D.B. Schmidt. That
yeah,
we
like,
just got,
yeah, yeah, like no way.
I don't think I'd give a lot of people D.B.
No.
Schmidt.
No.
It's good. But, it's,
but yeah, like to your point, like you want people to get involved, right? Like, so like this would be a great thing. Like, oh, you want to try craft beer? Fucking try this.
So,
and people are going to go, this is delicious.
So you've been drinking this for a while. Like you would say 3 years, probably.
Yeah, I would say probably.
Have you noticed any batch variation? Because that generally happens with microbreweries.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Especially like probably 3 years ago when I first tried it. Like they only did the small, 355 mil, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I like those better. I can't do a whole big can myself.
It's not that much more.
I know, but
like,
maybe it's
drink
mental.
A whole bottle.
So honestly, I think like to your point, yes, I think that you can get a little bit of batch variation. What I think that what people, and I'm not sure if this was the intention behind craft beer, but like obviously it's cheaper for the brewer to have these than like produce a bunch of the small cans. But like why I like the big ones is when I can share it. So I can get everyone can get a glass out of, or like a half glass out of like that size of a can. The big
I agree
cans.
With you, but what if you're alone? Like
if you're, yeah.
I open a malty beer after work and I'm like, I'm throwing, you know, a quarter of it in the garbage.
It's the reason why I've drank less craft beer in this entire, like during COVID this last year, because I've been alone at home a lot of the time. And, you know, I don't necessarily want to crush back a whole beer that, or it's the first time I'm trying a beer and I don't really like it. And I probably won't drink it because there's nobody else to really share it with. So
meanwhile, I'll smash an entire bottle of wine by myself.
That's what I was going to say.
No problem.
No, you will. But if you open a bottle of wine and it's gross, you don't like it. It's not your, will you still crush it?
And you could also, no, I would save it and be like, oh, like maybe Lee or Bryce want to try it or bring it into work.
Beer,
can't do that with beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Yeah. But you're also talking about $7 versus 30.
Correct, yeah.
Right, so not the end of the world.
Can we open the next one?
Yeah, but this, like, honestly, man, this is fucking rocking my world.
Agreed.
I really like this beer.
For a craft IPA, I would say it's, like, really tame.
Oh, yeah. For sure, yeah.
Well,
so
I don't know.
So tame.
And that's the thing with IPA. Like, a few years ago, like, I used to love IPAs. I was really into them. And then people started throwing so much hops in them.
Yeah.
And then it's just, like all I hear.
All
I can taste is the bitterness. And then I'm, like, not tasting the actual beer.
We spoke about that, about, like, American Chardonnay back in the day. It was, like, how fucking oaky can you get?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Same thing with, like, IPAs where it's, like, I told the story to Adam from Malty when he was on. I'm like, the straw for me was like that beer Red Racer. I don't know if you ever had Red Racer.
So
like
from pretty, out of Vancouver?
Yeah, I think so. And then, like, anyways, like I tried that and it was like, it's like drinking like bitter metal. Like and they're like, yeah, because
IBUs.
We have like so many IBUs. And I'm like, but it doesn't, like, I don't like it.
No. Chad drinks that.
Yeah,
Chad like that. Fucking crushes Red Racer.
I feel like this might be more up your alley.
Well, that was up my alley.
Okay, so what are we drinking next?
This is a natural
it's got too many glasses.
Cider.
I have way too many glasses in front of
it's
me.
It's an organic cider out of Dunham, Dunham, Quebec.
Leah's going to love this.
This pretty funky. Like, does this not smell like mustard?
Yeah, it's like really.
Like honey.
Like, what
it
is
smells
that?
Like honey mustard.
Oh. Yeah.
No? Kinda. I just smell. Yeah. I smell hot dog.
No,
I actually
no hot dog. It smells like those chicken wings from fucking Bonzini's that I like.
Yeah. Yes. Like this. Yeah.
It and smells like mustard hot dog.
It's all hot dog content.
That's what it is.
This is a hot dog cider.
It's hot dog content.
It could be. I mean, I don't know if taking these on the plane could change the flavor of these at all. But this is like one of the probably one of the best ciders that. I don't know, me and Carmen have tasted in the past like a year and a bit. Mm. And it's an organic cider made just outside of Montreal and Dunham, Quebec. And it's like, I don't love ciders, but like natural ciders, they're either like too funky or they're too sweet.
Yeah.
And this one I find has like a good balance of both.
I love the nose on this, but I just tasted it. And it tastes like the Petrateggi.
I know.
And I fucking hate it.
Yep. No, it's I was it's sweeter than the Petrateggi.
It's way sweeter.
Dude, it smells.
It? Okay, it's like.
Sazon or hot dog all dressed up. Like, it really smells like a Montreal all dressed hot dog. Like, it smells like mustard, relish, and onions.
From La Belle Province.
Yeah, like, Unbelievable.
It's got it's got a little of that like stinky foot smell on the nose. Right? Like that you get from onions.
This is way better than the Petriteggi. Don't make me open one.
I agree.
Don't make
the one that we have that we have to like.
Oh, where you have to pour it up.
Yeah, like, okay. Bryce is going to get one.
Basque cider.
Okay, wait, should we all get another glass?
Yeah,
we have
14
glasses each.
No, it's okay. Well, we can use the old glass.
I thought you'd like funky.
No, why? Because you listened to that last podcast where I was converted to natural wine.
I don't know.
And I was like arguing about
Leah, natural. Leah's a conservative natural wine drinker. So Leah's why Leah likes this.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
She likes the first one.
Yeah. Okay,
she wants it to smell like the terroir.
Yeah. Okay, shake it up, Bryce. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
You've had this before.
I don't... Oh... No, this was like last year. You ran out of them, and then you were waiting for you didn't.
So you've never tried this?
I don't think I tried this.
Oh, okay, fuck. Wait. Okay.
This is okay. Now that I see the bottle, you're probably right. This is
way more tart and sweet than Petriteggi.
Yeah. This tastes way more like apples.
This is
yeah. This actually tastes like apples.
This is an all dressed hot dog, though.
It's an all dressed hot dog.
Where's that one from?
This is from the Basque region
in Spain.
So
this is like the Basque region of Spain is basically southern, southern France, northern Spain.
Yeah,
okay. It's like an unofficial country essentially. They've been making cider there for like 65,000 years.
Okay.
So they just take apples, like they're known for apples, and they chuck them
in a barrel,
and then they walk away, and then they're like, okay, let's drink this. So like, what I'm doing, I'm shaking it, is literally instructions. You have to pasteurize it because it's all unfiltered.
Okay.
So there's all like the would you call them lees?
I guess so, like apple lees?
Yeah.
Apple lees? New term.
No. Is cider made with yeast?
No, they just let it ferment.
Well, it would be like...
It would be natural yeast.
It would be just in the air.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't know if lees are specifically for...
Lees are dead yeast cells, guys. Yeah. If that's not a dead yeast cell, then that's not lees.
Why'd you smell it?
Well, this one might taste like that.
Did you just smell it?
Oh, man, I didn't... Oh, look, you even did it. I didn't even have to...
I think I sounded exactly the same, too.
In the Basque region, you like drink out of a porong or the barrels, huge 10,000-liter barrels that they open and like shoots across... the room and you try and catch it in your mouth. So these guys got this sweet little cork that they made.
Okay.
To export the experience. Yeah.
And also
I heard all about this, but I never actually drank
it. How much wire do I have here?
You got some camera room. Okay. You got lots of wire.
See, Corleus.
Higher.
We gotta get a little drunker first. All right, everyone give me their glass.
Next one.
Are we gonna compare this Dunham cider to this?
Yeah,
oh, look at the color difference.
Bryce, I think I gave you my glass. I hope you're okay sharing.
I don't care.
Was this you?
Thank you.
I'm like not knowledgeable, but really loud. This one comes in.
And so the reason that you pour it this high too, though, it has a little bit to do with the carbonation, no?
This one smells better.
Whoa. It does smell better.
But it smells more like apple.
So the Petriteggi smells, it's a more inviting smell. No, it's simpler. Like it doesn't have as many dimensions to it as the cider that you have. What's this?
It's a nice way to say it.
Flurry? Hyslop flurry?
The Petriteggi smells like feet, guys.
Smells like feet?
No, you smelt the other one.
You did.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, this is the Petriteggi.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did we get a bunch of bottle shocked Petriteggi and it only took 8 months to wear off?
Maybe.
This one's way more tart. The flurry is way more tart than the... than the other one.
Oh wow. Petriteggi's real good today.
You know what? It's boring.
The Petriteggi's boring.
It is boring in comparison.
Do you find that this one has more like character?
Yeah.
The one that you brought for sure.
So what I know from this is that it's supposed to be like a style, like a take on like a Normandy cider.
They're really famous for their ciders.
So I think one of the apples in there is kind of like a crab apple. So they get that like really tart.
Really tart.
They have the apples listed on here. And so it's a honey crisp, Jus et Marc, and then Hyslop.
Yeah, the Hyslop is like more like a crab.
Yeah, they put that quite a bit. And this it's aged in amphoras too, which is pretty cool.
This one,
the flurry cider, yeah.
Flurry, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Out of these two, I would prefer the flurry.
I think they age the Petriteggi in a plastic bag. They're pretty different.
Wow.
But like similar, but like
the Petriteggi doesn't have any like effervescence to it.
No.
Maybe I didn't pour it high enough.
I don't think you could have got, like, this one still has bubbles.
Mm-hmm. The Flurry definitely has more, like, layers, complexity, flavor.
Yeah.
The Petrotegi is coming off just, like, really boring. It's fun in terms of how you pour it, but I find mm-hmm. it really boring.
It's also, like, I mean, think about it. Like, that Petrotegi leaves the cider house for €1 a bottle, mm-hmm. a 750 mm-hmm. bottle.
Cheap.
Super fucking cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when you go, if
one
you're...
€1?
€1. If you go to a bar in San Sebastian, you can get a glass of this for $1.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cheaper than water.
Mm-hmm. What would that go for here?
I think we sell this at Wolf's for like $13.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pretty cheap.
Yeah. So like, we sell it for like $28 at Homestead.
Yeah.
So
in-house.
I mean, in-house. Yeah.
With a service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The service. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get all sticky, right? Because it pours everywhere.
Yeah.
Probably that's more worth the $1 than.
Yeah, the show, the
pouring show.
Petrotegi is it's Basque for smoke and mirrors.
Yeah,
I believe that's what it means.
Oh, you got it all over my jacket.
Oh, what's your new one?
That's my new jacket. No, I'm gonna smell like Petrotegi, and I hate it.
It smells like nothing.
When you showed up, I said, you know, what are we gonna talk about on the podcast? What's the topic? And you said, I don't know. And I said, well, what are you really passionate about? And you said, do you want me to talk about it now, or do you want me to wait till the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
So now's the time.
Oh,
yeah. Now you're expecting like a good answer.
No. I'm expecting it.
I got really into knitting during COVID.
Actually, during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
No, because you were. What am I passionate about in all that jazz? I was thinking actually just today, just thinking of like what would we talk about, and I was like thinking about my hobbies. And I'm like, I don't have hobbies. And this entire last year during COVID, like, I had to figure out kind of like what to do with myself. Like, my parents shipped me my old Legos from when I was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
They shipped me a huge box.
Nice.
Your parents, the first part of COVID.
They got rid of something?
No.
Unbelievable.
They gave it to their kid.
Oh, okay.
It's on loan.
Yeah. And because I grew up like playing like a million sports, so I never had to find like the downtime. I never really had downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did like, I never built hobbies. Maybe as a kid, like I probably like collected like G.I. Joes and the race car things, built Legos, but like that's not a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And like as an adult now, especially this last year at the beginning of the year, like I was alone a lot. Like we were in lockdown. Things were pretty serious in Quebec. We had couvre-feu.
Curfew.
A curfew for like 5 months. There was like, you know, what are my hobbies? I literally didn't have any.
At your house.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah.
So like now I collect.
And you couldn't have people over. Oh, yeah.
I tend to my plants. I did like projects around the house. Like I built shelves. I bought a table on Marketplace and sanded it and repainted it and like distressed it and like stuff like that, because I'm like, I like doing projects and stuff, but like I don't have like a hobby or like even a specific passion. Like there's things I love. Like I love watching sports. There are no sports, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I do like tasting, like I like to go to restaurants and I like tasting beers and stuff like that, but you couldn't go and do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I couldn't share anything with anybody. So it's like sitting at home, did I take up drinking a little bit more? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But like I don't know. What are you guys? Do you guys have hobbies?
Well, I was just thinking about that. I'm like, I don't build in downtime to my day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do, the downtime is like, I want to play cards, but I want to play cards with someone. So I don't actually have any hobbies that are like, what does Leah do?
Like knitting or by yourself.
I don't have anything that I do by myself.
Do I have a hobby?
I don't know. Do you?
That's a question.
I mean, my hobby is wine, but like that's work.
But is it a hobby?
Or it's like a passion.
It's a passion, yeah. All I really do is work and then hang out with my wife and kid.
We went over to our neighbors last night and we were chatting and they were asking me, you know, what do you do? And Pearl, who's our neighbor, she said, Leah, are you guys ever home? And I said, yeah, I feel like we're home a lot. She's like, you're never there. She's like, what do you do? I'm like, well, I work full time during the day and I have like two other jobs and we have kids and like life is really busy. And they looked at me like I was crazy. They're like, when do you sit down and relax? I'm like, I don't know how to relax. And I actually get stressed about sitting down and doing nothing. Like, I don't know what to do.
Same.
If I don't have something to think about, something to do, I get really, I can't just sit there and
doesn't,
do nothing.
I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Yeah.
Doesn't that I could be like doing a something. Problem?
It does. It actually does. But like, how do you teach yourself to, so like the Lego thing,
yeah.
that would be cool. What if you just sat down and played Lego for an hour?
Well, I did. And then you're like, yeah. Okay, this was an hour. Now what do I do?
Yeah. I built it.
Yeah.
That's what it must feel like to be a kid.
Well,
except it's every 2 seconds.
Well, I had this like conversation with my girlfriend, and like me growing up, I had my two siblings. We did a lot of sports. We were always doing something.
There you guys was were kids. Always, yes. always,
always doing something. We were outside playing. There was like kids all on our block, yes. all this stuff. And she grew up with her sister, and they would go on camping trips. And she's like, we had to learn how to be bored. We mm-hmm. literally had a book and a coloring and like a yeah. sketchbook, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then, and for us, we're constantly like, go, 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 mm-hmm. go, go.
All the time.
And so like now me being bored, like I can't handle. If I'm rarely sitting down and just sitting there. Like I'm,
yeah.
if I'm doing something, I'm like, yeah, I'll listen to podcasts and clean my house or like fix something or mm-hmm. whatever.
You know, what's interesting.
Yeah.
The other night, well, it was last week, exactly a week ago, there was a rainstorm and I love the rain.
Mm.
And I went to sit outside in the, like, I don't want to sit in the rain. I want something covered, like a terrace or like, but I want to mm-hmm. watch the rain. That is the only time that I could sit and do nothing. And I could sit there and just like listen and relax. But I, otherwise.
Why does it have to be rain?
Yeah. No, a campfire doesn't do it.
No.
It's got to be rain.
It's got to be rain. Mm-hmm.
So you did nothing in BC. Just watched because it rained so much there.
It's
the most bored she's ever been in her life.
And you see, like, so
that's why I moved home.
I actually, when that happened, I went out and sat with Leah. And then what did I do? I set up the music. Set up the fucking light thing. I got us different chairs. I got us wine. Yeah. Like, I came inside four times.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom. Yeah. I can't. Bryce, do you have a hobby, Bryce?
Yeah, probably. I read a lot. I do mm-hmm. a lot of things like downtime on mm-hmm. purpose
mm-hmm.
to like decompress. I would lose my fucking mind.
Mm-hmm. Really? That's probably a good point. On purpose.
You do it on purpose.
You set time aside.
Yeah, like take the dog for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Without listening to anything for once.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Yeah, I read. That's pretty much it. Think about.
My hobby is working.
Would you say reading? Yeah.
Mine
is
too.
A hobby?
Like what?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
should we do? What hobby. Should I do as a
that
hobby?
That would be my hobby. It would be reading, for sure.
What do people do as hobbies?
Read.
Read.
Okay. What else?
Crosswords.
Crosswords, yeah.
Carmen.
I'm listing off all of her qualities. Reads and does crosswords. Oh,
maybe we should volunteer.
That actually...
Because then we'd be like doing stuff, and we'd feel like we're accomplishing something.
But we would be giving back. I like that idea.
Let's volunteer.
Okay.
Because I can't just sit around. There's no way.
You should like cut old people's lawns and like shovel their driveways.
I could go play cards with old people.
I could teach old people about wine.
Yeah.
They'd be like, what?
What'd you say? It's just grape juice.
Teach old Saskatchewan farmers about natural wine.
Oh, you're done, man.
It got too easy.
I try and teach my dad about like a bit about like just tasting like beer. Mm-hmm. Any beer, and he's like, "What percentage is this? Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
How much
it's
is
only
it?
Only about the percentage of alcohol.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
your dad." If you want to know what beer is on sale anywhere in Regina, you go to Patrick Genoway's house and look in his fridge, and you know that Marzen from District's on sale or fucking Bud Light's on sale because it's stacked.
No, he only buys craft now, except for maybe Corona.
Corona.
Or Pilsners. Yeah. Pilsners because it's like the Riders.
Yeah.
But he also loves Corona.
Yes, he loves Corona.
Yeah.
Which he sits outside in his backyard all summer.
Yeah.
But he does like to support like District.
Yeah.
Multinational.
He calls them Malt National.
Malt National.
I told you last time, he's like, hey, Malt National's not making sporty anymore. I'm like, what?
Oh, that's quite the sentence.
I'm like, they never made sporty. And I've sporty never heard of this Malt National
you
either.
Mean the Spice
sporty.
Girls? No.
Okay, are we heading to our final segment?
You want to do it?
Let's do it.
Okay, we have another.
It's our Full House sitcom.
Is that Be My Friend?
This is the part of the podcast where we rate the drinks that we had.
Can we talk about how long that outro is in that though?
Well, so we can get into it.
But then it goes high at the end.
Yeah, ding. It's a long time.
Hit it again. Okay, everyone listen to how long it lasts for. It's so fucking unnecessary.
Awesome. It's like 15 seconds long.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So now we're going to talk about how often you would drink these drinks.
Mm-hmm. We have three to go through, right?
Our rating scale. You know this part.
Yeah, I know this part. Okay. 1 to 7.
One to seven. That's how many days are in a week.
There are 7 days in the week.
Are we going to do all? We're going to do all three, right?
Yeah, let's start.
let's throw Petch Teddy in the mix too.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Let's start with the, what's it called? Hop.
Hop orange.
Hop orange.
And then the flurry, and then the Petch Teddy.
Okay, so hop orange, wit. What's your rating?
This is your go-to beer.
Yeah, this is my go-to. I would rate it 4 on 7, just because of repetitiveness. I would say 4.
That's a good score.
I mean, though. I really like it. But anything that like 7 days a week would is a bit much.
Are you saying you don't drink 7 days a week, or you're saying you just would never drink the same thing 7 days
a week? I wouldn't drink the same thing 7 days a week. Mm-hmm.
That's because you like the variety.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Bryce?
I would drink this 5 out of 7 days a week.
Wow.
It would just always be in my fridge.
Okay.
I would drink this 7 days out of 7 days.
You would just drink it.
I fucking love this beer.
It's a strong beer, though. It's like 6%.
Yeah. This is like my jam.
It's a light strong beer.
It's just like...
It's not like super strong.
It's subtle. I like it. It's subtle.
Well, what's the percentage?
6.
6, and like you don't get any of, you don't, like when you taste it, it doesn't taste like it would be a 6%
no,
beer.
No, like, and I like wheat beers. Okay. And this for me reminds me of like a Belgian Moon, like you're right, kind of, or like when you add like orange that. To like a wheat beer.
Well, it's got citrus juice in it, mm-hmm. That's what it said on the back, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leah Reed?
This is a 7 out of 7.
Oh. Actually, we drink them all the time.
That could be our hobby.
Whoa. Yeah.
We'll just drink this beer every day.
We can't get it here. But this is for sure a 7 out of 7. Beer. Yeah.
I really like this one.
Okay, wait. The cider? Flurry?
Okay. The flurry?
Uh-oh.
Oof.
Yeah, I would love say the smell, actually. I would say like, yeah, I would say 3.
3? You'd go 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Bryce?
2.
Mm. I'm going to go 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Zero.
It's like zero. minus 5.
This is a.
Can I not drink this?
I'm sad I drank it today already.
-1.
I'll drink it and I'll just get rid of it.
Good
again.
For the year.
It would be a 1 for me. Like I like how I actually really appreciate how it smells. Like I like that
hot
how
dog.
Expressive it. Maybe I would drink it one day a week just to smell hot dog in my glass. Yes. But I wouldn't.
It's like the
go
juice
that
the hot dog's been cooked in.
It is. It's
hot dog water.
It's hot dog water.
That's what it is.
It's like those free hot dogs you can get at the bar.
Yeah. Oh. Petra Teji, wit.
Yeah, I'd say 1.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I had to drink it.
If you were forced to drink it.
I mean, I was
one.
Expecting more, more like a fizz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and a more of a tartness, just because this one had... Like,
so much
had a lot,
but
it's just like it kind of was like flat.
Yeah,
it was very
so
flat.
I'd say 1.
Bryce,
I would drink it 2, maybe 3, 2.5.
There's no halves.
I'll drink it 3 then.
Okay,
I will go 1.
I could crush this when I need to. So
I'm going 0 for the Petra Teddy.
Of course.
So like
I don't want to drink it.
Leah's had a rough go recently.
Leah would rather be sober than drink this cider.
Yeah. And that is saying something.
Yeah. Why'd you stop drinking? I only had access to this one cider I don't like, so
$1,
I stopped drinking.
$1 cider.
I smoke a lot of weed now, but California sober.
Won't drink any cider.
Oh man.
Is there any? So wait, you gave the beer 7.
I gave the beer 7.
7,
yeah.
7 on 7.
Yeah.
I'm 5.
5. I said 4.
Mm-hmm. You said okay. 4.
Yeah, I said 4. Although it is, like I said, I wanted to bring you guys something that like I knew was like kind of like constant and that I really like good. Like if I usually have one always in my fridge.
Oh, okay. So
I usually have one always in my fridge, but I don't drink it every day. But yeah, that's what, but just because of variety, that's why I gave it a 4.
That could be the other thing though too. We don't have access to this here. Like we don't have anything comparable to it. So if I had access to it, that would be a staple in my fridge.
Okay.
For sure.
100%. How much is a can of this?
Here, just out of curiosity. $4.19 plus tax. But fucking, this is at a cheap
debt. I love Quebec.
This is at a cheap debt. So,
you bought this, just for our listeners, you bought this at a convenience store.
Okay.
In Quebec.
Oh, yeah, just for listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can...
You can buy this at a debt.
You can buy at a convenience store booze. Oh, no, you can buy beer and wine. Mm-hmm. The wine is never...
No, but you can buy beer.
It's trash. But the beer, now what's happening, because there's been so much craft beer that's blown up, little beer stores started opening and just selling that. And so now the Depps, we call them Depeners or Depps, they're the convenience stores, they need to compete with people going to buy their beer at craft beer stores. So now they have and a lot of them have like an amazing selection of beers. And they'll be like, this beer is $4.19 plus tax, whatever, at this convenience store, but at the market where they sell like a lot of local products and stuff, it'll be almost $6.
Mm-hmm.
So like, just because people will go there to buy like expensive fruits and expensive vegetables and good meats and stuff like that, but they'll also jack the price up of local products like the beer.
Is this readily available? Like if I go to like a Couche-Tard, I can buy this, or is it like specific Depeners?
No, just Depeners that will have craft, because Depeners will still have, like convenience stores will still have like this, like the cheap beers.
Wildcat
like,
Strong, baby, all day.
Wildcat.
All day.
Or the, they have like, actually this last year, because I watched, what's it called?
You got it.
I'm blanking.
You got it.
What's the Mar... The town, the Netflix series.
Mare of Easttown.
What?
Mare of Easttown.
Mare of Easttown.
Yes.
Okay, so every single scene, they're drinking green beer. Yeah, sorry. I like, had like a brain aneurysm or something.
I'm definitely going to make that into a sound effect.
So every single scene, they're drinking like just beer in like a green bottle. And I'm like, I watched it during COVID. And I'm like, and I just started buying Stella. I started buying
Rug Carlsberg. Rolling Rock.
I started buying Grolsch. Just because I'm like,
I
need green that bottle. Green bottle beer.
Yes.
And I drank that probably for like 2 months. And then I'm like, okay, it's enough.
That's because generally none of those beers are any good.
Exactly. It was just like the nostalgic like feeling of like having that cold
green
bottle.
Yeah. And you can like pound it.
Which I'm sad that craft beers don't come in bottles because they taste so much better in like glass. Like
let's talk about that. Yeah.
Beers in a glass.
Is it because of price? Is that
it's
why?
Price. Glass bottles are expensive.
Do you think that it'll trickle down ever?
Oh,
it has to.
The other part about glass bottles that not a lot of people talk about.
They go bad.
Yeah. So like if you ever go into a bar and see like a Newcastle Brown in a clear bottle behind the counter in a clear fridge, don't order it.
Why? Yeah.
They have like sunlight, any kind of like UV or sunlight.
That's why. That's why wine bottles are green.
They go bad.
Yeah.
The beer goes bad.
Really?
Yeah. So clear beer bottles are horrible. It's
like clear wine bottles are bad for like sunlight and stuff too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it probably oxidizes it or like, I don't know if it like warms it up and like it kind of like changes the chemical makeup of it, but I don't know.
That would be a
like
cool
Stella's
experiment
like
to
generally
have.
Skunky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's well, part Heineken, of
the reason. Heineken, too.
Yeah. Or Moose Knuckle back in the day.
I loved Moose Knuckle, like back in the day.
Isn't it District Pilsner?
I don't think it. No, Moose Knuckle was actually an unfiltered beer.
Moose Head.
You're thinking of Moose Head. I love Moose Head.
Moose Knuckle
I love
is a Moose Head. Beer.
It's a green bottle from the
yeah.
East
yeah,
Coast.
Yeah.
I love Moose Head.
Yeah. I think that's what I was thinking of when you said Moose Knuckle.
No, District used to make this beer called Moose Knuckle, and it was in a green bottle. I always thought that it was District Pilsner, like that they just changed the name of
no,
it.
No, they changed the whole recipe.
Did they?
They re-ratted everything. New ownership. Okay.
All
everything.
Right. Cool.
It's way better now.
Cool.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for our contest winner, Wit.
Thanks for flying
for
me out.
Showing up. That's much money this podcast has. Thank you, Warner Construction.
Thank you, Warner Construction, for flying Wit out. Oh, and thank you to our tier two sponsor, Funtime Heat Sauce,
which Josh gave away all my heat sauce. So
no, I'm canceling their sponsorship.
Oh, this is the last one. Sorry, Kenny Nash.
Yeah, you guys, like, ooh, come on, Kenny. They haven't given us a shout out. They haven't even acknowledged that they're listening.
When? Yeah, I feel like they tagged us on Instagram.
They've tagged us a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Like recently,
like
since we told them that we have a platinum sponsorship and then a non-platinum sponsorship.
We should make the platinum sponsorship like $10,000 a year. so that the gold looks real good.
That's right. Exactly.
Platinum sponsorship, $10,000. Gold sponsorship, buy us 6 bottles of Jameson.
And fly one person out.
And fly one person out a year. Just one way, though. We're not flying you home. You make your way home.
Only on Flair.
Hitchhike.
Yeah, only on Flair. You got to make it to Toronto.
One way.
Yeah. Flair one way. It's like $68. You can't bring any luggage. You can't even. If you wear a sweater, it's $50 extra. Yeah.
We're not sponsored by Flair, by the way.
We should be. I'm down with Flair.
Okay, let's reach out.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
I'm kind of a big deal.
That was the Miro Wine Podcast with Josh Bryce and Leah. Want to learn more about natural wine? Find us on the internet at mirowine.ca or on any social media platform. Thanks for listening.
Bringing like 8 freaking beefcake.